were you on the ice with the Moose yesterday when the call came in? Or
No, I was just on my way walking to the rink. We had a 12:30 practice, so yeah, I was on the way when I got a, looked at my phone. I had a missed call from Pazzi and a text message to call him right away. So then, you know, you kind of do the math in your head and figure out that Jess just finished morning skate, so something's probably up. So you know, that's when I got the call.
That's in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
So then how did your travel day go? Did you fly out of Milwaukee or did you have to get to Chicago?
I had to get a car service from Milwaukee to Chicago, and you know, that was a rush. You know, the driver there did a great job getting me to Chicago in time, because I think I had a 2:30 flight and had to rush through security and barely made it on the plane. You know, that was a little bit hectic, but then, yeah, once I got there, flight was delayed, so, you know, what they thought was going to be a 10-minute delay ended up being closer to an hour, and you're just kind of sitting there, and by that time, you kind of just come to grips with it, that it's out of your control, and kind of relax and just sit there. So ended up getting a nice nap on the plane. Then to make matters worse, as soon as we landed, there's a plane at our gate, so we were delayed another close to 30 minutes waiting for that gate, our gate to open up. And get that, and so yeah, it's definitely a long day.
That was at Newark you landed, right?
Yeah.
So then you hop in a cab, or
no, we had a car service waiting for me, and yeah, so yeah, I just took us right to the game, and you know, I was surprised. I when I was sitting on the plane, I was thinking I might get there for the third period, so to get there right at the start of the first intermission and be able to get dressed and stuff, you know, I think I made a pretty good time, all things considered.
So to wait for your gear too, or
how
long did that take roughly?
It felt like an eternity, but it was kind of weird because you know, your luggage comes out in one area and then bags and stuff were in oversized, which were on the other side of the whole baggage claim, so I had to run over there and wait for that. So, you know, it's one of those things, I don't know how long it took, but it felt like it took forever.
Was it around, you said 12:30 practice, what time would you have gotten the text, around 11-ish?
Just before 11:30, like 11:15, 11:20-ish.
And then as you said, then you had the 2:30 flight,
yep.
But getting to Chicago was,
yeah.
So at some point you realize I'm not going to get there for puck drop,
yeah.
And then you had to let the Jets know, and then they have to scramble to make a plan C, I guess?
Yeah, I guess, they ended up checking in on my flight and seeing that it was delayed. You know, if there was no delays and stuff, I would have been able to get there. I don't know if I would have made it for warm-up, but I would have been there to start the game. But, you know, as soon as the delays kept on getting pushed further and further back, then, you know, they had to scramble and find someone.
Did you get to meet Zane at all yesterday?
Yeah, I met Zane 8 years ago, actually. So when I was in Reading, my first year of pro hockey, he finished his senior year at Princeton and came, played a few games with us. So we were goalie partners for a bit. So it was kind of cool seeing him in the hall and, you know, just kind of seeing different techs, seeing that he was the emergency backup. You know, it was good for him. And it was nice to see him. And didn't get too much time to catch up with him because it was kind of in a rush. But definitely got to say hi.
Shows how small the hockey world is then, I guess.
Yeah, hockey world's small and the goalie world's even smaller. So, you know, you always know someone somehow.